On this episode of Bed Bath & Beyond, Andy and I just fuck around. I mean, that's what we do every single podcast. And guess what? This episode is not any different. We talk Cubs. We talk basketball, NBA playoffs. We talk a lot of NFL, actually. And then we play Go Fuck Yourself. So stick around. And maybe if you're lucky, you'll go fuck yourself as well. 3, 2, 1,
go.
I am Ian Peacock.
And I am Andy Heidemann. And I hate sports betting. No matter what you say, I'm betting $100 on it tonight.
To Bed Bath and Beyond.
Brought to you by B3T Sports.
And Alka-Seltzer. Alka-Seltzer. Wait, we've already done
that. I was going to say, I think we've done that already. I was like...
Have we done Pepto-Bismol?
No.
This episode brought to you by B3TSports.com and Pepto-Bismol. All
right,
upset perfect. Stomach, diarrhea, indigestion, herpes. Pepto-Bismol will cure it all.
Yeah, herpes.
Hepatitis.
Especially herpes.
Hepatitis A, B, and C.
The whole alphabet.
Of all A through Z, hepatitis A through Z, Pepto-Bismol, we've got you covered, literally.
How's it going? It's Thursday. It will be Friday when people are listening.
Yes, happy Thursday and happy Friday to our listeners. Well,
yeah.
Let's start with... that Cubs play. Let's start with... I have watched that Chicago Cubs play maybe 10 times, and it gets better and better. I sent it to you, right? You've seen
it. You did. No, yeah, you sent it to me.
Okay, so if you haven't seen it, go look at it. It's on Instagram. It's on Twitter. The fucking Sports Center tweeted it. Pretty sure MLB tweeted it. Like... it's literally the most ridiculous baseball play I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah, I'm rewatching it. Like, just because, like, when I watched the first time I even sent you, I was like, what the fuck did I just watch?
Okay, so here's what happens. Javi Baez, if you haven't seen it, please go and look. Just Cubs, Pirates, Javi Baez.
Also, the Pirates blow.
Dude, they suck so much. So, honestly... I love Javi Baez. He's my favorite player in the MLB right now. He'll always have a special place in my heart. Like, he's awesome. But this is way more of a terrible Pirates play than it is Javi Baez. Now, Javi Baez, without his kind of charm, his magician athleticism, this would have never worked. This play would have never worked.
Right.
Okay, so it's two outs. There's a man on second base. Javi Baez is up to bat, hits it to the third baseman. There's two outs, okay? So literally all the third baseman has to do is throw it to first base. It's a forced play, inning over. That's it. Don't even worry about the guy on second base. But what happens is he fields it good, throws it, but he throws it a little bit inside. He throws the ball a little bit inside to the bag so that the first baseman has to step off the bag. Which is whatever. If you have any brain cells whatsoever, you just turn around and step on the bag, inning over.
Right.
But the first baseman decides to chase Javi Baez, which Javi Baez turns around and starts heading back to home plate.
And the chase isn't even like, if he was like trying, like you'd be like, I mean, it's still not the right play, but you'd be like, okay, yeah, like go tag him quick. Like, because maybe in his head, he says, I know that dude on third could be running, so I'm going to be closer to home this way, right? Maybe, like, you could make that argument. But he's not even running. He's, like, half jogging.
Dude, I'm literally watching it right now again, and I fucking love it. And he just, so yeah, they're just jogging back to home. Again, there's two outs. And if you just get Javi Baez out, it's a force play. You don't even have to worry about the runner. Remember that runner on second? Well, he basically makes it all the way around by the time that the first baseman is chasing Javi Baez back to home plate. And then
by the time Baez is basically at home, the second base guy has already, he's sliding into home.
Right, and the first baseman throws it to the catcher to get the guy out when that's not needed because, again, force play, just get Javi Baez.
Yeah. And then, fucking Baez runs and slides to first because, by the way, he can run through first still, right? I don't know how that works. Like,
You can run through the first base bag. It doesn't matter, right?
But he slid, which is also kind of funny.
Yeah, it's hilarious. So he slides. The catcher then throws the ball to, I don't even know who it is, maybe the second baseman. Someone's coming over.
Second baseman came over.
Coming over to cover the bag. Terrible throw by the catcher, so it goes past the second baseman into the outfield. Javi Baez makes it to first base, but then gets even greedier, runs to second.
I can't believe he went for it.
Well, then at that point, the run that scored at home, as soon as he makes it to first base, as soon as he touches first base, the person who scored on second, who came all the way around, that run counts. So even if Javi goes to second and gets out, the first run that scored
still counts because it's not a forced play anymore.
I wouldn't expect you to know all this, but it's just a hilarious play. The Pirates suck.
And the Cubs are at the top of their division now.
Yes. Yes, we are.
I mean, they're tied, but I mean, like,
yeah, but it's still top. They won that game 5-3. So it would have been hilarious if the Cubs just beat the Pirates by one run. And it would have been obviously the run that everyone would be like, well, shouldn't be one run. Anyway, hilarious. I'm still watching it. This is like probably my 20th time now. It's absolutely hilarious.
Did you see anything basketball-wise?
Did I see anything basketball-wise? Well, let me tell you, Andrew.
You did.
What? No. The Bucks are beating the Heat right now. They're gonna sweep them. Okay. Bucks are gonna sweep the Heat.
100%. If they don't sweep the Heat, I'd actually be amazed.
Now the Suns and the Lakers play later tonight.
I have Lakers.
You think it's gonna be a gentleman's sweep? You think the Lakers just kind of
probably? I mean, and I think it's in LA as well.
I don't think that matters. That doesn't matter anymore.
What do you mean that doesn't matter anymore?
It just doesn't matter anymore.
You don't think home field gives you anything?
No, it doesn't matter anymore.
I don't think that's correct. I think you're
maybe a clown. Maybe back in the olden days, Andrew.
No,
when, like,
you're a clown.
No. Listen, just hold on, and listen to this take. Okay, I genuinely don't believe home field advantage matters specifically with basketball because a court's a court, right? Now, I understand when it comes to baseball because there's every baseball field, every baseball stadium is unique. We've talked about it on this podcast. It's one of the beautiful things about baseball. With football, okay, sometimes there are also a wide variety of stadiums. So you have outdoor, you have indoor, and you have like cold weather, hot weather, all this other stuff. So I understand home field advantage with football as well. Okay. When it comes to hockey, when it comes to basketball, and you're playing on the same size court, same conditions every single time, I don't think it matters that much. I genuinely don't.
Sure, but you're really gonna tell me though that sleeping in your own bed and not having to get on a plane and sleep in a hotel, like, you know what I mean, and eat like hotel food and all that. I mean, I know it's like they're the NBA players. So, I mean, they're getting whatever the fuck they want for food. But I mean, it's not in your own house. You don't get to sleep. You know, I'm just saying that there is an added benefit of playing at home. You have a routine that you can follow. You don't really know what your routine is going to be able to get filled out when you are halfway across the country.
I'd be curious to see the statistics on this. I'd be curious, specifically with basketball.
What, home road splits?
Yeah, because again, I don't see it being that much of an advantage. You know what? Just for this reason, I'm taking the Suns tonight.
I'll bet you I'm taking
the Suns tonight in LA.
What's the spread? Because there's no way you take them straight up, right?
I don't have. I mean, why would you ask me that? I don't.
To make you seem like an idiot.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Let's just go. Bring up DraftKings. Bring up DraftKings.
All right. But while you do that, I also want to point out that the fucking... First of all, 76ers slaughtered the Wizards. The Wizards are going to get swept.
Yes, I also agree with that statement.
The Mavs beat the Clippers again, too.
The Mavs beat the Clippers again. Dallas leads the series 2-0. Playoff P, not looking great. Steve Ballmer is probably
Kawhi
furious.
Kawhi had 41.
What'd you say?
Kawhi had 41 points. But
yeah,
I mean,
Kawhi's
Luke
a fucking
Luke
boss. We've already talked about Kawhi. We love Kawhi. I think he's a top five player currently in the league. Luka is obviously a great up-and-comer. He's very young, but he's very talented. So it's not even like the Clippers are losing to
so
a terrible team.
So don't even worry about it.
Like, don't even worry about it. But I do want to say... The Nets are looking fucking fresh, dude.
The Nets look good. I mean, like, here's the thing, though, with the Nets. The way that they're set up, it's championship or bust. If they don't win the whole thing, everyone's going to be like, are
you
fucking
serious?
Well,
they have a super team. They have Kyrie, KD, James Harden. It's a fucking super team.
Yeah. They got to win, you know?
Yeah, no, I agree. But they are beating the Celtics 2-0 in the series. They play tomorrow, Friday night. Clippers Mavs play tomorrow night, Friday night. Should be some good games. Knicks Hawks, who fucking cares? Who fucking cares about this series?
A lot of Knicks fans do, because the Knicks have been bad for a long time and they finally made the playoffs.
Yeah, good for them. Nuggets Trailblazers, they play tonight. Series tied 1-1. Give me the Blazers, dude. Give me the fucking Blazers.
Really?
I mean, I love Jokic. He's obviously had an MVP-type season. I had him in fantasy. He was the main reason why I went so long undefeated in that league. I was like in first place for, I would say, 90% of the season. I was in first place in that league, mostly because of Jokic. Then I lost, as we all know. I don't want to talk about it. But
yeah,
give me the Blazers. Give me the Blazers. I'm sorry.
I mean, for that one, I don't really care. I don't have a gun to my head. I'm probably taking the Nuggets, but.
I've stalled for you enough.
You were pulling it up.
No, Andrew, I told you to.
Oh, no, I don't remember that.
I don't even know where my phone is, to be honest.
How?
My phone is somewhere scattered in the apartment. Let me tell you something. What's so great about the Apple Watch. Okay. Obviously,
just ping your phone.
Yes, that is the best feature.
That is nice. I remember I used to have an iPhone and an Apple Watch. That was one of my favorite things.
It is the best feature of the Apple Watch. I love tracking my workouts. I love looking at my BPMs and all this other stuff. Trust me, I love it. Especially when I was training for the Ironman, tracking my workouts was awesome. Number one feature. I'm not done, Andrew. The number one feature is when you don't know where your phone is in the apartment or in the house, you just ping it using your Apple Watch. It does a little ping, it does a little noise, and you can find it easily. I use it at least once a day.
That makes it sound like you just lose your phone all the time.
I do lose my phone all the time.
All right. The spread is the Lakers are favored, 6.5 points.
Give me the Suns, baby. Give me the fucking Suns. You pussy, you won't take it.
Yeah, I'll take the Lakers. I'll take some half.
Man, I don't want to take it, man. Listen, Andrew, I know we're a sports betting podcast, but I will be completely honest with you. I don't know if I can sports bet anymore.
That's not true.
Talk to me when the NFL season comes around.
Which we will, because obviously, like, if you're not betting during the NFL season, we might have to tear this whole thing down.
Andrew, my addiction with NFTs are so rampant right now.
I'm not very liquid right now.
Well, I'm not because of NFTs. But not only that, any money that I have, like any spare income that I have, I literally look and I'm like, I could go out to dinner for, you know, and have a nice little dinner, take Holly on a date, you know, 100, 150 bucks, you know, a nice restaurant and stuff like that. Or I could just spend that into NFTs. Same thing with gambling. Same thing with gambling. I could bet you 20 bucks, you know. I could bet you $50. Oh, look, wait, hold on. My phone is actually, it just buzzed. It's in my pocket.
It's telling you, like, please, please bet the man.
See, I never know. Okay, anyway, what was I going to say? Any spare income, whether it's going out to dinner, whether it's gambling, I always stop and I'm like, wait a minute. I could just use this money to get more NFTs. Great. And so that's what I do. No. That's what I do. Well, and I'm not liquid.
I'm not liquid.
Can we bet money, but only if I win? Can I take the money? No, I was going to say. No, Andrew, I was going to say we could do the bet, but if I win, you pay me money, but if you win,
rain check. You just send me an NFT worth the amount.
Okay, well, if you want to get technical, I still am waiting for an NFT that you owe me.
It's not true. There's no way to do it. I could give you money that you can go buy your own. That's what I can do for you.
Yeah, well, it's not true. I mean, it is true. I'm still waiting for you to send me an NFT which you owe me. But the problem is that the platform you got the NFT on won't let you send
Don't even say it like that. The platform I got the NFT on. You mean the platform that you wanted an NFT from for the bet? You mean that one? Don't act like I went out and went to a second tier NFT source and bought it and was like, well, it's not working. It's fucking Top Shot. They're like one of the top in the industry. They're idiots.
Okay, but do you have the moment saved?
Yeah. What do you mean? It's in my account.
Okay. Because that is my moment. That is my Top Shot moment. It's in your wallet, correct? And you can't send it to me as of right now. But that moment that's in your wallet, and it's the fucking Luka behind the back pass, fucking slick as butter, dude. Smooth as butter.
Slick as butter.
slick as butter. That's my moment, right? Like, I own that moment.
Sure. I mean, well, like, no. Legally, no. I mean, I own the moment.
No, but, like, legally, you lost the bet, so you have, that's mine now.
I don't think in a court of law that that's how that would play out.
So don't do anything with the moment. Save it. There will be a time, I'm sure, that Top Shot lets you.
30 years from now, I'm able to give it to you.
Fucking maybe, dude. I don't know. That platform has a slew of problems. And
I don't know if they'll be around long enough for them to get to the point where I can send it, but we'll see.
Oh my god. Okay. What's next? What else do we have?
We got a little bit of NFL news.
Oh, do we?
Todd Gurley visited Detroit today.
Oh yeah. What a treat for Detroit.
I mean, like, I think it's a bad move. Like, you have Swift, you've never had a good running back. Swift is a good running back. If you sign Todd Gurley, I don't know what to tell Detroit. Like, sorry, you'll never have a good football team. The closest you ever came was Stafford and what's his name, and Megatron. Like, that's as close as you'll ever get.
You're missing someone.
Oh, you want me to say Sanders?
No, I want you to say another running back.
Who do you? Adrian Peterson?
There you go.
I mean, yeah, he was old when he got there, though.
He's old now, but he's
still. Yeah, fine. I mean, he's fine. He's fine, but I mean, he wasn't like fucking 2000. What was it? 2009.
Oh man, I don't know. I mean, yeah, no, he's old last year for sure.
Apparently, Jordan Love shows progress during first weeks at OTAs. Yippee!
Dude. Oh shit, what was I gonna say? I got a Twitter notification earlier this week. I almost screenshot it and sent it to you. But
was it Aaron Rodgers and Miles Teller?
No, but let's circle back to that. let's circle back to that. I got a breaking news NFL.
Oh tweet. No.
Okay. It said Jordan Love has been traded to the 49ers, and I was like, what the fuck? And guess who fucking tweeted it?
It was a super weed hater or whatever.
Ultra weed hater, baby.
Ultra weed hater, yeah, exactly.
He fucking got me. He got me to open up the app, and as soon as I saw his fucking handle, I was like, God damn you, ultra weed hater, you got me again.
I see him now. Like when I see it, I'm like, okay, I won't get fooled. But I will see it. But it takes me a second, though. Yeah,
it keeps coming.
I'm trying to re-find it. There is a picture of it's Aaron Rodgers and his wife now. Right, they're married now.
Shailene Woodley. Are they married?
They're engaged or married. One of the two.
They're definitely engaged. I will say that. I don't know if they're married.
But it's a picture of him, and he's in swim trunks. She's in a swimsuit. And then Miles Teller is there with, it looks like, also a significant other. I don't know if he's married or what. But then somebody captioned it, and they said, one of these guys is the NFL's most valuable player. And, you know, and you look at the way that the picture was taken, and neither of them look like they're the NFL's MVP. But if you were going to have to pick one, everyone who does, if you didn't know football, you'd pick Miles Teller. And it's so funny. I don't know what kind, like, are they friends? Have you heard this?
I'm looking this up. Wow, this is a, what are they, in Hawaii?
I don't know. All I saw was the picture and then, like, the caption.
Soulmates. Shailene Woodley and Aaron Rodgers vacation with Miles Teller and his wife.
There you go. He's married.
Look at these guys, man. They're just living their best life.
One another comment on there that was really funny was Aaron Rodgers could be at OTAs right now, but instead he's paying $500,000 to skip workouts and hang out in Hawaii. And I'm like, you're an idiot. Yeah, I mean, like, what the? He has so much money. What do you care? He doesn't even want to play for Green Bay right now.
This is a beautiful picture. It's right by a waterfall. Honestly, Aaron looks old. Like, he definitely has, like, a saggy skin a little bit. Like,
his years of football, baby.
Yeah, his pecs are a little saggy, and obviously Miles is more supple youth skin. But Aaron still looks fit, man. He's still got some big old guns, and he's got a six pack.
I'll never forget that year that picture of Eli Manning was circulating with him on the beach, and everyone was just like, no one wants to admit it, but this is peak performance. This is a 2-time Super Bowl winning quarterback.
That's
and
one of the
just,
best
he
pictures.
Looks awful.
That's
which
one of
I mean,
the best
like
pictures of all time.
Anyone can look unflattering in the right, like, you know, picture set or whatever, but he did not look good in that photo.
No, but it's an iconic photo. It's, oh yeah, it's so iconic.
Okay, so here's a question. While we're on football, so Joe Burrow showed up to OTAs and he said his knee is only 85%. And he said, but he said it's important that, you know, the new guys see me here practicing. And I immediately on reading that info, I was like, good for him. Like that's a leader mentality. That's like leading your team. Right. But as I was reading comments, there were not a majority, but there were a lot of them saying, oh, you don't think you have the respect of your team. So you think you have to be out there when you're hurt. And I wanted to kind of bounce that off somebody else. What do you think that's ridiculous? Or do you think
that's fucking
like,
ridiculous?
Okay, what good. I'm not alone. I think reading, I'm like, that's so stupid. But so, a lot more than a couple people were saying that. It wasn't like it was one or two comments. Like I read a fair amount of comments that were similar to that.
Okay. Well, first off, 85% is a B. Okay. So let's get that out of the way. It's not like it's an F. Okay. 85% is solid. Just I mean,
solid like his knee.
You will take an 85% any day of the week on an exam, right? Am I not right?
No, I mean, I yeah, you're right.
85% is a solid score, okay? So let's get that out of the way. Second, you are the leader of the team. So yes, it's important that you continue to show up. That doesn't mean that you have to risk getting hurt, okay? Obviously, you know, play to your comfort level, okay? You know. So let's get that also out of the way. And number three, this is fucking football. This is a man's sport, okay? So you know what? Take back everything I just said. It doesn't matter if it's an 85%, a 15%, a 0%. You fucking be a man, rub some salt, some fucking liquor, some dirt on that wound, and get out there. What are we talking about? This is football.
It's true. If you can walk, you can play.
Exactly. So these people, whoever said that's not a real football guy.
I also thought that too. I was like, you're just trolling. You're just on Twitter, like fucking, I don't know, you're an idiot. Another question. So Taysom Hill was like, I don't know what his position technically was.
Tight end.
No. I mean, I know, like, for the Saints, but I mean, I don't know, like, did he come into the league as a quarterback and they moved him to tight end, or do you have any idea? Because I don't have a clue.
Okay, hold on. One second. I'm going to look what he was drafted as.
Okay, because while you're doing that, I want to bring up, I didn't even really think about this. Everyone's like, oh, Tim Tebow is just going to be a tight end. Like, but what if he is, like, a Taysom Hill type for the Jaguars? Like, what do you think about that?
Didn't we talk about this last episode?
I don't think so.
I'm getting big deja vu vibes right now.
We talked about Tebow, and we've obviously talked about Taysom Hill before in the past. We've yelled at each other over Taysom Hill.
No, for sure. But I'm talking specifically the comparison with Taysom Hill and Tim Tebow.
Oh, I don't think
so. And being tight end, but then also being a quarterback.
I mean, I think that if it works with Taysom Hill, I don't see why it wouldn't work with Tim Tebow, right?
No, of course. I think it would work. I think it would be – okay, just to let you know, I just looked it up. Taysom Hill entered the draft as a quarterback, and he participated in the 2017 NFL Combine as a quarterback. He went undrafted in the 2017 NFL Draft, but do you know who was the first team to pick him up?
Was it the Patriots?
No, it was the Green Bay Packers.
Really?
Yeah, as a free agent, and he appeared in 3 preseason games with them, completing 14 of 20 passes and throwing for 2 touchdowns and rushing for another.
That sounds like Taysom Hill. I mean, yeah. It's preseason, so it's like it also matters which preseason games. If it's preseason games 1 and 2 versus 3 and 4, you know, like, I mean, 1 and 2 are really to see who you're cutting and who you're keeping, and 3 and 4 are usually like your tune-up games, like let's get Cam or let's get McCaffrey, like a couple carries in the first, second quarter of those games to get them warm for the season. So, I mean, like, because it depends who he's playing against, but, I mean, those are solid numbers.
They are solid. But then he got waived onto their practice squad because the Packers front office wanted to keep only 2 quarterbacks, Aaron Rodgers and Brett Huntley, on their 53-man roster.
I hate that front office. I will. Brett Huntley, dude. I hate it.
Fucking thing. But, I mean, it worked out for the Saints. I think so. Sure, I mean, what an undrafted pickup. Like, what a diamond in the rough.
Did you see So you know the big golf thing that they do that they've done the last 2 years? I think last year was Tom Brady and Phil Mickelson versus Tiger and who else? Who was the other? Peyton. It was Peyton, right?
I think so.
It looks like they want to do – Tom Brady and Phil want to go again against Aaron Rodgers, and I don't know – is it Brooks Koepka?
I fucking love Brooks.
He just had a thing with Bryson DeChambeau.
Yes. Okay. So, fuck. Okay. First off, fuck Bryson DeChambeau. Dude. He's such a douchebag. He's such a tryhard, and he's honestly a mental midget. Like he's a big dude. He lifts weights. Shows himself lifting weights on Instagram. Look at these 100 fucking pound curls I'm doing. Blah blah blah. But like at the end of the day, he's a fucking mental midget that will fucking 5-putt. At the end of a hole, you know, he's just a clown. He's a fucking tryhard clown. And I don't know if he's intentionally being the heel of the PGA. And if he is, then honestly, my opinion is even better of him. Like I will think better of him if he's doing all
if
this.
He's doing it deliberately.
Yeah. Just to be the heel.
And he's just not ironically a terrible fucking man.
Yeah. Like if this is all like an act that he's doing, he's like, dude, someone's got to be the villain of the PGA. Then I'm all for it because I do think villains are good for sports. I really do. We need rivalries. We need villains. We need heels. So if Bryson DeChambeau fits that mold and he's purposefully playing that role, then great. I'm actually for it. Something tells me, though, this is actually who he is in real life, and he's not actually trying to be like this. It's just who he is, and it makes me hate him even more.
You know, that is a good point. I mean, the culture of golf has been the same for so long, and I do feel like we are starting to see a shift in, like, the way golf is looked at. I mean, everyone still thinks golf is a rich person sport, you know, but...
Tiger changed that.
No, he did. He did. But I mean, it's still not like, I don't know when I think about, a fan of football versus a fan of golf, they're just completely different people in my mind. Maybe that's not true.
No, for sure.
But I feel like that is going to get closer and closer as like these next generational golfers come up and they're like, I don't give a fuck. Like, if you want to clap during my putt, go for it. You know, that kind of shit. I don't know. I think it's interesting that you bring up like, oh, if he wants to be the heel of the PGA, that is something that I think they could maybe get behind, like people being like that and having these storylines and narratives finally. Seriously, I think that'd be cool, right?
No, I agree. Back to Bryson DeChambeau and Brooks Koepka. Yeah. Just to kind of wrap a bow in that, what happened was Brooks Koepka was getting interviewed during the PGA Championship this past weekend, and Bryson like walked behind him and said something. Can't hear what he says or anything like that, but obviously says something to Brooks, and Brooks just has like the most fucking annoyed like look on his face. He's right. Just like, fuck this guy, man. Like, honestly, like, he has the look of someone who just found out that they ate a bowl of cereal, and a kid comes by and says, hey man, just let you know, I peed in your cereal. But it's too late. You already ate it all. You ate all the cereal and you just ate all my piss.
And now you're my bitch.
Now you're my bitch. And that's the kind of annoyed look, dude. He just like, dude, fuck you. Just from every ounce of the bottom of my heart, just fuck you.
Did we find out what he said?
No, I don't think so.
I didn't think so either, but I was curious if I'd missed it.
And that's not to say that Bryson owns Brooks at all. Like, there's no, like, I am team Brooks all the way. Like, he's such a cool dude, so down to earth, just so chill, right?
Yeah, and he's Bryson a pretty damn good golfer.
Yeah, exactly. Came in second in the past major. But Bryson is the exact opposite. Like I said, try hard, hot temper, fucking just a terrible, terrible person, dude. At least from it looks like that. So fuck Bryson, and I'm team Brooks.
The other bit of dude, we're kind of hopping around here, but do you see somebody retired from the NFL?
Yeah, Larry Fitzgerald.
No.
Wait, yeah, he did.
Did he? I didn't see any announcement for that. He has not signed. He's technically a free agent, but he hasn't retired yet.
Sad.
Damn, Adam Vinatieri retired today, though.
Oh.
He retired on the Pat McAfee show.
Wow. Let's see.
He's the number one scorer in the NFL. But
holy shit, he's 48 years old.
Yeah.
Oh my god, dude.
I know.
Oh my god. Okay, I have to. Oh my god, dude. Okay. Undrafted in 1996.
Yeah, like McAfee was saying something like he was like a student teacher or some shit, and like he had to travel a lot to try out for different teams.
I was 3 years old when Adam Vinatieri signed with the Patriots in 1996.
What was the exact day on that? I'll tell you if I was even born yet.
One second. It doesn't have a day. It just says in 1996.
When did the Patriots?
But you probably were born because the NFL season starts in the fall.
That's when it starts, but who knows when they signed him.
I mean, he was an undrafted free agent, so I'm assuming it was in the fall.
There is the Wikipedia. New England Patriots. I'm in the Wikipedia. So sign of Patriots is an undrafted free agent.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, while you figure out if you're born yet, let me just go down this quick resume of probably the greatest kicker of all time, other than Justin Tucker. He was signed by the Patriots in 1996, played with them until 2005, then played with the Colts from 2006 to 2019. He's a four-time Super Bowl champion.
That's actually also crazy.
Three-time Pro Bowl. He is a part of the NFL 100th anniversary all-time team. And he holds the NFL records in most consecutive field goals made, most combined regular season and postseason games played, most career field goals made, most career field goals attempted. No shit, he's 48. And most career points.
That's also crazy. The kickers get so many points.
He has scored 2,673 points.
Okay. Here's a scenario for you. Let's say that there's a kicker in the NFL draft who is automatic. I mean, like, the coaches know this, all the teams know this. From 60 plus yards, he will make a field goal from there every single time, guaranteed. Is he a number one overall pick?
Yes.
Yes, I think absolutely. So too.
No. Andrew, I'm saying it's a no-brainer. That is a no-brainer. I don't think that's even a hot take. If you get a kicker, and first off, 60 plus, I mean, what are we talking about? That's, are you saying that like from literally 60 and beyond, he's 100%?
No. I mean, like, sorry, 60 and like, sorry, that was phrased poorly. 60 and below, but 60 is like the cat. Anything past 60 has a chance to miss.
Okay. But. That's even better because that's even a more useful situation. So you're saying he is 100% from 60 and below.
That yeah, is a so number, like 59 yards, 58 yards. Anything over 60 yards away, though, there's a chance he misses.
Okay. Either way, you basically just talked about Justin Tucker. Like, but an even better version of Justin Tucker because, yes, I know Justin Tucker misses field goals sometimes.
I mean, everyone misses. Like, that's not a knock.
Right.
Justin Tucker's a great kicker. He's a phenomenal kicker.
But I genuinely believe if everyone knew how good Justin Tucker was when he got drafted. In fact, I don't even think he did get drafted. I think he went undrafted before the Ravens took him. But I think if everyone had a crystal ball and could see how well Justin Tucker is as a kicker and how many games he's won when his leg is on the line, he would have gone in the first round guaranteed.
I don't know. That's
first round guaranteed.
You could think that one. I don't think that one's true.
Andrew.
I don't think any kicker. I mean, unless I seriously.
No, that's not true. Because here's the thing with kickers is that it is such a toss up. And you could get a really good kicker undrafted. Like, it doesn't matter. But if you have a guaranteed proven kicker. Justin Tucker, I'm looking it up now. He is statistically the most accurate place kicker in NFL history. Okay. Sure. And obviously, I just looked this up. He has over 90% field goal percentage. He has made 291 field goals. I think he would go in the first round. And I need to dig this deep. I need to dig deeper into Justin Tucker's stats.
If you dig deeper and come back, I'll let you try to make the argument on next episode, because I would take a poll and I'm positive that he's not getting drafted.
That's because people aren't. I mean, Andrew, that's because people aren't smart.
But you're alone. You're the only. Smart guy.
Here's the thing. Like, if you ask Casey Monninghoff or fucking Johnny Walks or stuff, they're like, no, dude, what are you kidding me, dude? Give me fucking Mac Cheeseburger Jones, dude. Mac Cheeseburger, like, think about how many first
Michael
rounders,
McCorkle.
Yeah, think about how many first rounders, DBs, fucking quarterbacks, fucking wide receivers, fucking Breshad Perriman, okay, that the Ravens took in the fucking first round of the draft that just fucking plunder. I mean, their stock draft just plunders, and then they play one or two seasons, and then like they either get cut or released or whatever. And you're talking about you could get the most accurate kicker in a position that has win, that is statistically proven to win you games. I don't have the statistics,
I'm not going to entertain this. I think it's so wrong.
Hold on. Are you serious right now? You're saying
I think
that
your value of replacement, like here's the thing.
Oh my God. No.
You cannot pick up a quarterback off the waivers. You can't even grab one. And like, I mean, yeah, sometimes you can get one.
Yes,
in
you can.
The sixth.
It happens all the time.
Shut the fuck up. Not one that's Patrick Mahomes. Not one's that's Tom Brady. Not one that is going to be Lamar. You know what I'm saying?
Same thing with kickers.
Pick up fucking guys that are kickers off the waiver all the goddamn time. And you know what? They do your team just fine. That's what I'm saying. I don't think anyone's going to risk
your team just
They do. They
no,
do.
They don't.
Yes, that your rate of replacement on kickers is way higher than it is any other position.
Because they literally make or break games. They make or
so
break
do, so
games.
So do quarterbacks.
Yes, I understand that, Andrew. And I'm not saying that quarterbacks don't deserve to go in the first round.
I know that's not what you're saying, because that'd be ridiculous.
Of course not. But what I'm saying is, if you are guaranteed to get the most accurate kicker in NFL history, and you have, I mean, he's been playing in the league since 2012. And
sure.
I can go back and say that single-handedly Justin Tucker has won 20 games just on
winning
field goals.
Can you say
that? I mean, I'm not going to go back and look. That's
I know you're not. That's fine. What I'm, this is all just smoke.
Hold on. I'm looking it up.
I don't think you can be able to find it, but maybe you will.
I mean,
I'm not telling you. Here's what I'm saying. I'm not telling you that you're wrong. I'm telling you, if you're not going to look up any research on it, I'm going to choose to not believe this at all. I don't think that's me. If you come back with data and you like bitch slap me with it next episode, I will concede. But I don't think you're going to. I think that you're either going to look it up and not bring it up next time, or you're not going to look it up and we're just going to move on from this.
God damn it. Why has no one looked up how many game winning?
I bet that's a stat somewhere.
Okay,
I bet I
can
find it.
Here we go. I found it. Okay, so there is, I will quote the blog Sports Skeeta. That's a great name for a blog. Not as good as B3T Sports, but still good. Is Justin Tucker the best kicker in NFL history? And this was in 2020. So December 16th, 2020 is when this article was made. So let's just say up until December of 2020. Justin Tucker has 16 game-winning kicks in his 8-plus years. That is an entire season's worth of wins.
Sure.
Just because of Justin Tucker.
Now, but here's another thing. How many have – because you're going to be like, oh, Justin Tucker won those games. I'll give it to him. I'm not going to take it. If Lamar got him down to the two and he kicked the field goal and it's in, that's for Justin Tucker. But how many – have been missed, right? I mean, I know he's a great kicker, but he's probably missed a couple. Are those games considered to be lost games because of Justin Tucker?
He's missed none. He hasn't missed any field goals.
That's all right. I was like waiting for you to
go
give me
fuck
like
yourself. Go yeah, fuck. And
okay.
Speaking of go fuck yourself,
no,
you have a player.
I don't, and you know what? I had a player, but now I don't. So,
all right, well, I have a player, so I'm going to quiz you, and if you don't get it, you have to go fuck yourself.
All right.
This player went undrafted, Andrew. Undrafted okay. in 1994.
Okay. Is it Adam Vinatieri?
No, that would have been 1996, you fuck.
No, he got drafted in 96.
No, he never
I know
got
he
drafted.
Didn't. He
got
signed. Fuck.
But this player went undrafted in 1994. Okay. However, he has played for three NFL teams.
Okay. I'm assuming he's retired.
He
if
is
not dead.
He is retired. He is not dead. He has played for three NFL teams. And with those three NFL teams, he has won a Super Bowl. He has won Super Bowl MVP. He has been to the Pro Bowl four times. And he's been the NFL's most valuable player twice.
Okay. And I'm assuming he had to have played quarterback.
That is a good guess that I will not confirm or deny.
All right, so he went undrafted in 94.
He went undrafted in 94, won a Super Bowl, two-time league MVP, Super Bowl MVP for the Super Bowl that he won, four-time Pro Bowl.
Did he go to a small college?
He did go to a small college.
Is it Kurt Warner?
It is Kurt Warner.
All right, let's go.
He
Mr.
Also,
Warner.
He also is two-time NFL passer rating leader, two-time NFL passing touchdowns leader, and three-time NFL completion percentage leader.
Do you know who else led the league in completion percentage? I think held was the all-time leader for a while. I think it was Sam Bradford.
Really?
Yeah, he had that year with the Vikings that was nutty.
So get this about Kurt Warner, our fellow Iowa.
He used to bag groceries.
Yes, he did. He used to bag groceries. He was a stock boy at Hy-Vee, a local supermarket chain in Iowa. But he's considered the NFL's greatest undrafted player. He's the only undrafted player to be named NFL MVP and Super Bowl MVP.
Sure.
As well as the only undrafted quarterback to lead his team to win a Super Bowl.
Oh, fuck yeah.
He was signed by the Green Bay Packers in 1994. Like I said, he went undrafted, but he was released before the regular season and actually played three seasons for the Iowa Barnstormers.
Oh, yeah.
Of the Arena Football League.
I actually know somebody who played for the Barnstormers for a while. I went to high school with them.
That is nuts, dude. Have they made a movie about this yet? Because this feels like Rudy vibes. This feels like underdog. Like I know Tom.
Who would you get to play Kurt Warner?
Tom Cruise.
Really?
No, dude. Tom Cruise is like 5'6", and no, definitely not Tom Cruise. Let me Aaron Rodgers. Shailene Woodley is gonna give Aaron Rodgers some acting lessons when he leaves the NFL this year, and he's gonna play Kurt Warner.
If you Google Kurt Warner and then look at him and his Ram, the first image of him and his Rams thing, I think if you got like Chris Pine to put on some weight, you could get him to look like Kurt Warner.
That's not bad. Or what about Adam Sandler from The Longest Yard?
That'd be amazing. That movie is incredible.
That is a great movie.
I think that's all we got.
I guess so. I guess you don't have a player for me, so I guess no. I'll go. I guess I'll go fuck myself.
Yeah, you sure will. Grapefruit.
Grapefruit.
Normally, you can only get this technique in one of my classes, but I wanted to share this with you because I believe every man should get grapefruited. When you grapefruit your man, it's going to feel as if you are giving him head and fucking him at the same time.
Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling.
Valentino Summers and Wave Runners. Chains on my niggas like slave runners. Drug Dealers Anonymous. Valentino Summers and Wave Runners. Chains on my niggas like slave runners. Drug Dealers Anonymous. How many Madonnas can that Mazda fit? My brick talk is more than obvious. It's ominous. Garage is the phantom. Ghouls, ghosts, and goblins. Blonde Mohawk, the collection. I'm Dennis Rodman.
No better feeling would he ever get than being grapefruited. No better feeling would he ever get.
Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling.
Time to hit the showers, cause baths are for babies.